The man who I was meant to call this morning, but he called me anyway because he just couldn't wait to deliver the great news, Pat Pagano.
That really wasn't it. I thought maybe you would only be doing it when I'm out.
I'm going to do it like everybody else. I'm going to call the master. Okay. The Muhammad will come to the mountain.
As long as he doesn't cross the sea when it parts.
That's right.
That's for sure. Okay, that's good. Not a problem, Marshall. Okay, well, it's going to be a partly cloudy day today in the mid-50s and continue to partly cloudy, low 30s tonight. Sunday to partly cloudy with an afternoon shower on Thursday, mid-50s again. Friday, some sun, 65 to 70. Key here is just how much sun. We get a lot of sun on Friday, we go into the 70s. We don't, we're in the 60s. Saturday, sun and clouds, we're in the mid-70s. Then on Sunday, a front comes down from the north, puts the brakes on the mild weather. So 50s on Sunday with some rain. Monday, the wind will roar. It'll be like March. And we'll have rain, some of it heavy at times. It'll be thunder and lightning. And then that will be followed by blustery and chilly weather again on Tuesday of next week.
So we can't get out of will it feel like winter or fall next week?
It'll start very much like spring on Monday, with the rain and thunderstorms and the wind, and then abruptly go back to late winter, Tuesday into Wednesday. And that's because that big storm that we told you about that will hit the northern plains. It's going to bring a lot of snow there. It'll probably bring a blizzard to some places, like from the Dakotas eastward. So that is going to be a monster storm, and it's going to pull up a lot of moisture out of the Gulf. And its front, when it gets here on Monday, will grind out not only rain, but thunder and lightning. So Monday could be a wild day. It's a good thing I'm working, right?
That's right. It's a very good thing you're working. Now, do you think we're free of the four-letter word snow?
No, snow as far as accumulations. Well, I'm thinking, we definitely have a good chance of not seeing much accumulation from this point on. Okay. But behind the storm, that cold front on Monday, Tuesday to Wednesday, there could be some rain and snow showers and very blustery.
Oh, God.
So, yeah.
I just can't take this. I just can't take this anymore, Pat. It's driving me crazy.
I know. The four-letter word will still be around. It'll be the middle part of the month.
It's not even a four-letter word. It's just that, to be this consistently cold in April, right, when you're almost in the middle of April is really wacky.
Yeah.
I mean, you have cold spots here and there and maybe a day or two, but just this consistent, getting up in the morning, 22, 23 degrees in the middle of April. Come on.
Yeah, I know. Even here, I'm in the lower Hudson Valley. I'm looking at my weather station right now, 28 degrees. Yeah, just, it's cold. There's no doubt about it. 28. It's no wonder all the flowers and everything are having such a hard time.
I mean, come on. Give us a break.
Yeah, because it really doesn't look like spring. Does it feel like it? It doesn't look like it.
No, I mean, you can put up with cold, the occasional cold days. Yeah, I mean, that happens. You expect that in springtime right through Memorial Day. That's why, you shouldn't plant until Memorial Day, my grandmother always said. But not this constant 20-some degrees every morning.
Yeah. It's definitely been chilly. There's no doubt about that. I will agree. A lot of people complaining. But
makes me want to scream.
Well, you could scream. You could scream, but and you've noticed that I have filed almost the entire day's reports already. And the reason for that is not because Pat's taking off, because Marshall may be saying, "I wonder what's going on." They told me between 9 and 9:30, the people will be here to start replacing windows. And my thinking is, Marshall, even though they didn't say anything, there's going to have to be a lot of banging, don't you think so?
A lot of what?
Banging.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
But they didn't say anything. And, because I did ask them about, I said, as far as the weather center, do I have to start moving the desks and everything? No, just cover your computers. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, yeah, I'll cover my computers. But meanwhile, all around my windows, I have barometers and hygrometers hanging on the wall. Everything, I removed everything. So they're telling me that it's only going to take one day. So hopefully it's just today. But I tried to get as much of my work done as possible because I have a feeling that Pat will be combating noise all day long, banging all day long. Yeah.
So you're going to cease operation for a couple of hours.
Yeah. Yep. How was the city trip yesterday?
Didn't go.
And?
Didn't go. Just didn't feel like, you know, just one of those days to cancel. Okay. Just didn't feel like going down.
Okay.
So didn't go and spent some restful time home at my house and watched a few movies and put on TV and watched the circus. Mark Zuckerberg, yeah, everybody's going to get mad at me. He did a great job. You know, I think it's hilarious when you have United States senators questioning Zuckerberg about the internet. These people in the Senate, except for maybe three or four, know nothing about Facebook or the internet. Nothing. And they showed it. They looked like fools yesterday. And Mark Zuckerberg looked like cool as a cucumber. And now he's going to go to the Congress where these bozos know even less about the internet.
Jeez. I heard
these
someone
are all 50,
tell me that
yeah, these are all 50.
He said that he's sorry that he ever started Facebook.
I don't think he... He's worth $65 billion. I don't think he's sorry. I think he's sorry that things got out of control. But, Pat, you got a bunch of... You and I work with the internet every day, all right? So we're pretty good with the internet, but even we have some problems with it. These people in Congress have aides that do everything for them. Mm-hmm. Most of them are men that are 7,000 years old. And make it even worse, they're white men that are 7,000 years old
right.
that have people do everything for them. They have no idea about the internet. And they're going to try to regulate the internet when they have no idea about it at all. It just makes me cringe. Now, Mark Zuckerberg's not the most lovable character in the world, but is it his fault that in college... He came up with an idea that has made him one of the most powerful men in the world. Is it his fault? It just happened.
Right.
You know, it just happened. Look, I mean, it just happened. And I just, you know, yes, you know, Pat, it was great. You know, yesterday, if you opened up your Facebook application and got a note that you were one of the people that had things shared. Guess what? I never got that message.
I never got that message. Yeah.
That's because we operate differently and we don't share everything on the internet.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, there's certain things you can share and there's certain people you share with that you know. But other than that, you just don't. So you and I were not amongst the 80-some million people that had our data shared. Because we know what we're doing. And you know what I think, Pat? The 80-some million people that had their information shared on Facebook, mm-hmm. I think 75 million could give a damn.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I think they could give a damn. They don't care. As long as somebody knows what their toes look like in the morning and what their cake tastes like in the afternoon, they don't care.
Yeah, I totally agree. I don't put anything on Facebook that I don't want anybody to know.
Well, I put things on Facebook that I want people to know, but certain things I put to just my really, really, really private friends and not to my whole friends. I've got like over 2,000 friends, but my list of everybody I know is really about a solid 600. And those people can get just about anything from me, but everybody else, they get what I want them to get. That's it.
That's it.
So that's the way it works, Pat, you know?
You said it and you're glad.
I said it and forget it, like the rotisserie oven. What was it? You said it and forget it.
I said it and forget it. Yep, yep. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I basically just post my weather forecast, not much more than that.
Whenever they have those apps and those games and everything where you can fill in I always put in all the wrong information. Just to screw them up.
Just to screw, yeah, exactly.
All right, Pat, so we'll have a warm-up this week and a cold-down next week.
Yeah, that's basically the way it looks. And in the meantime, you know, at least enjoy today. It should be partly cloudy.
Tomorrow, and it won't be bad, right?
No, again, clouds are going to be the key as to how much clouds, how much sun.
Yeah, but it'll be a little warmer.
It should be. Yeah, it should be.
All right, Pat, we will check with you tomorrow. And remember,
you will call me.
Here's just remember this song, Pat. Remember this song?
Sorry.
It's Sugarloaf and Don't Call Us, We'll Call You. Remember that?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll call you in the morning.
Sounds good.
Goodbye.
Bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano this morning here in the Weather Center with a look at our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.